Say amen. If you complaining about the song service and you ain't up praising God yourself, you need to keep your mouth shut. If you
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Let us begin reading now.
For consider him.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while, I want to encourage your heart to be strong like Christ. Be strong like Christ. The writer of the Hebrews is suggesting to us that we have an excellent role model, someone who has experienced the very things that either we have gone through, we are going through, or we will go through, and shows how he went through it and came out successfully. One of the things that I love about this word is it's an encouragement to the believer who trusts in the Lord and understand that you're not the only one going through what you're going through. It's encouraging to know that there are others who have gone through what you are now facing and others who have gone through far worse than you are facing. And yet the story doesn't end in defeat. Sometimes when we look at our situations, we think that there is no one else could possibly understand all I'm going through now or come out of it on the better side of success. But I want you to know the word is true today. And there are multiple witnesses in the previous chapter who have gone through some things you'll probably never go through in your life. And they made it. How did they make it? The word says, by faith. Hebrews 11 tells us it was by faith. And from the first verse to the 40th verse, you will discover person after person, situation after situation, circumstance after situation, have been tried, and through faith, they persevered and succeeded. Almost anything you're going through, here's my challenge to you. Look in the 11th chapter and look up a person who's either going through what you're going through or worse. What you're going to discover is the majority of them have gone through worse than what you're going through now. And what it will do is encourage you to stop complaining about the little stuff that you've got to deal with. Now listen at this again. Verse 3 says, for consider him. Well, the question may be to those of you who've never read this chapter, this book even, who is him? And the him is Jesus. For consider him, Jesus, that endured, persevered, pressed through, fought through, came through.
Yes.
Listen to this. All of the things that came against him, all of the things that came through, all of the contradictions of sinners against himself. He is the Son of Almighty God. He was the most perfect man who ever walked on planet Earth. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves, and yet sinners contradicted him. Him. But one of the good things about knowing who you are and about knowing your purpose and about operating in that thing God has called you to do is this, that God is going to perfect and to perform everything he has purposed for you, with you, and in you to do here on planet Earth. It's not because of you, but because of him who worketh in you that he's able to do the things that he does through you. And so the word says, for consider him, the perfect example. The perfect example. If you want to consider somebody, don't pick somebody beneath you. Don't pick somebody who's less than you. Don't pick somebody who has failed. Don't pick somebody who can't pass the test. Pick somebody who you are able to emulate. For consider him who endured. That word is a word you ought to park on for a minute, because a whole lot of us are not able to endure things because we've got this microwave kind of faith and this microwave kind of trust. And if it don't happen immediate, well, maybe this ain't for us. Maybe God's not with us. Maybe God's not going to do it for me like he did for others. Don't your word say that he is no respecter of persons? What he has done for others, if you've got that faith as well, he's obligated by his word to do it for you. If we're going to be strong like Christ, we're going to have to learn to endure. That means to patiently persevere. Don't give up. Do you not know that what you're going through, God has already spoken concerning that thing? You just got through hearing the choir sing, that he won't put no more on you than what you can bear. But do you know where they get that from? From the Word of God. They're singing what God said. They're aligning their song with those words that were spoken by our Lord. And he will not put more on you than you can bear. So what does that say to you? Whatever you think you can't bear now, let me tell you, the devil is fooling you. Because you can bear it. You can handle it. You can deal with it. You can make it through. You can persevere. You can press on. If you decide not to give up. Listen to what the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It speaks a powerful word for us, telling us that we just need to make sure we hold on, be patient. These things that come our way, they're going to have to pass. That if we would just learn how to endure, hold on, press on, give our best, that everything God has promised us is going to happen in its due season, proper season. It may not happen right this moment. It may not happen today or tomorrow. But because you're holding on to his word and you are not weary in well-doing. Look, just because you do good and others do bad don't mean you have the right to turn and start doing bad because they're not doing good. You are bound by the word of God as a believer to keep doing good in spite of them doing bad. For the word encourages you, be not wearied in well-doing. For ye shall reap in due season if ye, you, faint not. Your reward is on the way. Your blessing is on the way. Your harvest is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. What you've been promised is on the way. You just can't give up before it gets here. The Bible encourages us to consider him who held on to the promise of God, even through every problem he had. He would not let himself hear and heed what the naysayer said. Now, here is something that's true. If you don't pay attention to what's right, then you will allow what's wrong to affect you. Let me say that again. If you don't pay attention to what's right, you will let what's wrong affect you. For consider him that endured such contradictions against who? Himself. Now here's why. Because there is a warning against weariness here. Lest ye be wearied in your own minds. Jesus, listen, shows us how to focus on the word of God, the will of God, the way of God. You remember when he was baptized, then led of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? He was tempted, but what did he hold on to? The word. He held on to what was right. And not what was said wrong. We let all the wrong stuff affect our mind. God said what was true, what is true, what will be true. But we let the false stuff affect us as if it is true. The question is, whose report? Will you believe? How many of you remember the little cartoons with the angel on the one side and the demon on the other side? And the little person was trying to make the right decision, and the angel would tell him to do the right thing, and the devil would tell him to do the wrong thing. Ultimately, whose decision was it? The person in the middle. Now, here is my point. Every time God tells you to do something right, you got to know the devil is going to try to tell you, do the wrong thing. But the choice is yours. It's not God's choice. Do you know why it's not God's choice? Because God made you a free moral agent to make the choices based on the information and the inspiration that you yourself desire to either walk in truth, the light, or walk in darkness, evil. It is your choice. And if you walk in the light and what's right, it's filled with the blessings of the Lord. But if you choose to walk in darkness and in evil, it is filled with the cursings of the enemy. Life and death, blessings and cursings. God, through Moses, back in the Old Testament, and even Jesus today through his word, have set before us the option of choosing one or the other. But you can't have both. Here's what you need to know, that you have the power to be strong or choose to be weak. The warning against weariness, lest ye be wearied in your minds, means that you let the enemy wear you down with negativity and with those things that are opposite of what God says. And whether you choose to believe a bad report versus a good report. You remember Paul said in Philippians 4 and 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, listen, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, here's what I want you to do. Think on these things. Stop thinking on the mess, the trouble, the junk, the things that are opposite of God's word. Think on the things that's going to bless you and build you up and encourage you and inspire you. Those things that God wants to fill your mind and your heart with that makes you a victor and a winner and not a loser and a defeated foe. Listen at what verse 4 says. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. If you look at Jesus, look at what Jesus went through, striving against sin. Look at the price Jesus paid for us. Striving against sin. Look at the way Jesus made for us. Striving against sin. Look at the doors Jesus opened for us. Striving against sin. What Jesus went through, we could not endure unless we have what Jesus had.
All right.
And my brothers and sisters, he had faith in God's word, God's will, and God's way, and he obeyed them. Because when he emptied out himself, according to Philippians chapter 2, when he, in that seventh verse, emptied out of himself, became of no reputation, became a servant and a man of flesh, he had to do the very same thing that he told us to do. And that is to follow God's word. That is to believe in God's will and to do things God's way. And the Bible says in that ninth verse, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Why did God highly exalt him? Because he had lowly humbled himself. See, what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you, if you learn how to humble yourself and be obedient to the word, the will, and the way of God, God will show you how he can pick you up, how he can pick you up and lift you to higher heights and give you power, authority, and an anointing that will cause you to be victorious in all things. There was no one who humbled himself lower than Jesus. There was no one who became a servant greater than Jesus. There's no one who obeyed the word of God like Jesus. And for that, God highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Listen, where are they going to bow? Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So we're talking about heaven, earth, and hell. We'll have to bow at the name of Jesus. Why? Because he humbled himself to death, even the death of the cross. And the word doesn't stop there, and it says, and every tongue should confess.
Yes, yes.
What are they going to confess? That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes, yes.
What else? To the glory of God the Father. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Do you know the Father gets glory when you call Jesus Lord? When you recognize who Jesus is, when you recognize what Jesus has done, when you realize that Jesus Christ wants to do in you what the Father did in him, to make you a victor and not a victim. When you humble yourself, it doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're meek, like Jesus was. And what folk don't understand about meekness is it's a controlled strength. You choose to humble yourself. You choose to do this or not do this. Nobody's making you do this. It's a choice of your. Listen, somebody cuss you out, you choose not to cuss them out. Somebody gets mad with you and want to make you mad, you choose not to get mad. It's a choice you make, not because you're weak, but because you're strong and you control your feelings and emotions, and they don't control you. Listen, again, there is a warning against weariness, but there is a weakness he pulls out in warfare. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood. In other words, you have not been fighting till you have gotten all blooded and beaten up and going through stuff for Jesus yet, like Jesus has gone through for you. And you can't open your mouth and tell anybody about him who has saved you, who has blessed you, who has kept you, never left you, who has opened doors for you, made ways for you, who has healed you, delivered you, who has given you things that you didn't deserve. Lord, I wish I had a helper in the house. You can't open your mouth and say something for him. Verse 2 says, looking unto him, Jesus, the author, the pioneer of our faith, the perfecter of our faith. In other words, if you want to see how this thing turns out following Jesus, look at his record. Look at his story. If you want to see how to handle any problem he handled, look at how he handled it. See what he did. Listen at what he said and do the same thing. And listen, what God did through Jesus, he can do the same thing through you. These things shall ye do, and greater shall ye do. Because Jesus goes back to the Father. Can I tell you, he's there right now, sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. He's there right now. He's got power in his hand. He is interceding for us. Can I tell you, he's in that place he wanted to return to. And now he's giving us instructions and inspiration of not just to be saved, but to be victorious overcomers in every area of your life. Why? Because Jesus overcame in every area of his life. There is nothing too hard for God. Do you know why? Because God said it. And if God said there's nothing too hard for him, can I tell you there's nothing? So why are you acting like the little problem you got is too hard for the God you serve? He said, cast your care upon. He never said it wouldn't be too hard for you. But he made it clear that it wouldn't be too hard for him. See, you think in your mind, it's too hard for me, Lord. I can't do this. Do you know what I can't means?
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you. and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the movement.